You set the gold standard for your business. Your website should do the same. Wix puts you at the helm so you can enjoy the creative freedom of designing your site just the way you want. Want someone to bounce your ideas off? Talk with AI to create a beautiful site together. Generate on-brand content, images, media, and simply change or fine-tune any of it along the way. Whatever your business, manage it from one place and tie it all together with a personalized domain name. Gear up for success with a brand that says you best. You can do it yourself on Wix.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Now get two sausage McMuffin with egg sandwiches for just $5. That's right, $5. And with many locations opening at 5 a.m. or earlier, your morning starts when you do. Order ahead on the app, skip the wait, and grab your breakfast on your schedule. It's mornings made better at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Must opt into rewards.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Because the Union of Students in Ireland have strongly condemned higher education, Minister James Lawless' decision to halt further reductions in student fees, calling it a major setback for struggling students and families. And Chris Clifford, president of the Union of Students in Ireland, joins us now. Chris, tell us your particular, dissatisfaction about what's happening here.
Hello, good morning. Look, it's absolutely shocking, to be honest, that the minister has came out and condemned this. Last year, our expectation was that €1,000 reduction in the contribution was going to remain and it was going to be permanent. And to come out now, it feels like we're going backwards, to be honest.
Okay. So are you expecting a further reduction this year? And that is the issue? Because what they're saying is they're going to expand courses, they're going to invest differently in third level, and that they are going to invest, I suppose, in that sector of education, but just not going to spend the money on fee cuts.
Well, fee cuts is something that we're looking at very strongly. We want to see investments when it comes to accommodation and course expansion, of course, and that's something that we always welcome. But when we've had discussions previously, we were under the impression that this was going to be a long-term reduction with the hopes of free education at some point.
Some people would argue that free third level education is different, Chris, to free primary education or free secondary education. The third level education is not something that everyone engages in. Third level education, you know, makes somebody a university or a college graduate, puts them on a higher pay scale and gives them a leg up in life over other people that don't do it. Even though those other people that don't do it, that their taxes are going to funding that third level education. Do you see that some people consider funding third level education as unfair and unegalitarian?
I can understand the concerns on that, but I suppose, like, the government need to look at funding the system. Ireland is the bottom of the 30 countries in a report by the OECD in funding education. And look, there's money there. There's a €65 billion surplus. The Apple money taxation is there as well. And these are avenues that could be looked at exploring as well.
Okay. You've continued, obviously, to highlight the financial strain on students. How difficult is it for students currently? Things like, I don't know what the average rent is. I know what the average rent is around the country, but the average rent in student accommodation, is that a little bit different to the average rent in general?
We're looking at sometimes students can be exploited. There is the residency tenancies bill where students are encouraged to pay only up to 2 months rent at a very maximum. But currently we see accommodations are exploiting this. They're getting charged for the full year and they're looking at them and taking advantage of them, really. And that goes the same for international students as well, who are actually the most vulnerable. We saw that ICOS findings there recently enough. And this is something that needs to be addressed, that they're really being taken advantage of.
Okay, and maybe last, is it your position that some people don't go to college? I mean, there is SUSE grants, etc. Chris, is it your position that some people don't go to college because of the costs of things like fees, that it actually is an obstacle to attending?
Absolutely, I think it's an obstacle for the location of attendance as well. A lot of students wouldn't be able to afford to, let's say, move up to Dublin to study for sure, and they have to look at other explorations in order to get their degree, be it go abroad for a couple of years as well in order to get that degree too.
Okay. Are you saying it's that they are forced to go abroad because they can't afford Dublin?
Yeah, absolutely. That there's certain situations where they don't have to go. They won't study. They might do a couple of years down in
Are
rural
you saying
Ireland.
It's cheaper to go abroad than to live in Dublin currently for students?
It could possibly be in regards to accommodation, for sure.
Okay. All right. That seems unusual, because I would have thought that travel costs alone and living in a city where you wouldn't have had any kind of financial support maybe would have been a different thing. But look, I know more about that than we do here on the show. But look, thank you for joining us this morning. That's Chris Clifford, President of the Union of Students in Ireland. Let us know what you think. Do you believe that all college fees should be free, that it should be free to attend university, and that those things are driving students abroad or elsewhere? I'd love to know what people think about that this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
It's time to turn your daydream into your dream job. Wix gives you the power to turn your passion into a moneymaker with a website that fits your unique vision and drives you towards your goals. Let your ideas flow with AI tools that guide you, but give you full control and flexibility. Manage your business from one dashboard and keep it growing with built-in marketing features. Get everything you need to turn your part-time passion into a full-time business. Go to Wix.com.